This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hi everyone, welcome back to TVI episode 172. Second episode of season two. Season two's up and running, mate.
Season two's kicked off.
The penultimate episode. How is everyone? How are you?
I'm good, man.
I'm eating a Starbucks vegan pumpkin spice cookie.
Oh, nice. We're not, because you're tight.
You can have a bit if you want.
Really, I wonder what that tastes like on my palate. Can you describe it?
Do you want a bit?
No, I'm all right.
Exactly.
Stick up your fucking ass, man. Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it.
We were just briefly, just before we hit record, just
I might try a little bit.
Actually. No, exactly.
Is that all right? Yeah. Just eat the whole thing.
About the pumpkin spice syrup. I've never had a pumpkin spice latte. We've got Lucas on the decks today.
Hi, everyone.
And
on the ones and the twos. On like Spinderella. Waka waka.
Well, yeah, you were saying, obviously, it's pumpkin. Because it is pumpkin spice season. I've ordered drinks.
It's Halloween, that's why.
Yeah. No, but I've never had one. Have you ever had a pumpkin
delicious,
spice?
Delicious, man.
It's all right, isn't it?
If only I had more.
If only I had money to buy my own. Need that Patreon money to come in to get some cookies.
Come on, patreon.com/wearetvi.
Yeah, it's I've never had a pumpkin spice latte. I've mentioned on here before, I get really annoyed when loads of young people are in front of me in the queue in Starbucks ordering their fucking weird coffees.
Fucking
all syrups and cream on it and stuff. And it's like, I just find it frustrating. I feel like such an old man when I'm watching them. So I'm about to order like literally a black filter coffee. I feel like a fucking 60-year-old ex-cop.
Yeah, and then everyone at my age is ordering like frappa wappuccino.
So many so many different things with extra syrup. It's like
what are you, Gen Z?
I am, yeah.
What's Gen Z exactly?
Gen Z is
the ones that you sniff around after gigs.
It's the ones that are DM. Are those them ones?
Yeah, they're the vulnerable ones, aren't they?
Gen Z. It's the ones that are roofing. They're Gen Z, 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 Z.
Yeah, they don't struggle much. Yeah, it's after 95, I think. So if you're 25 or younger.
You were born 95, were you?
I was born 2000. I'm 21.
Oh, fucking hell.
Mother of Christ.
I'm sorry.
Why have we got a child on that working?
So you were one when 9/11 happened.
I was, yeah.
No, you weren't born. Oh, 2000, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
I was nearly, I wasn't even one. I was zero.
How? When's your birthday?
24th November.
Right, fuck.
Yeah, you were. Oh, no, you weren't. Sorry, you're 11 months old.
11
yeah,
months yeah, yeah. old.
10 and a half months.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's, you hadn't even had your first birthday. You had to celebrate your first birthday in the wake of 9/11.
Do you remember watching
it on
the
telly? I think
it's
disgusting that you did that personally.
Yeah, I know, it was really.
It's a bit ashamed of yourself.
Just sitting there shit in your pants. Perish.
Yeah, I dropped a turd when the first tower went down, yeah.
What? So you don't remember it, obviously?
No, because everyone says that, like, they always remember where they were. I don't. I was with my mum, apparently. She told me.
I should hope so. Yeah.
I was lost in New York.
I was left on a hospital doorstep.
That is, so it's 95 at to when is there another one now? Like, what's the, what are the people after you after Gen Z? Does it go back round to A?
Baby.
Millennials is before.
Oh,
I'm technically a millennial. So I think a millennial is like 81 or something vegan. Up to 95.
Oh, I'm a millennial.
Yeah. You millennial. Oh, so you.
No.
So you mean younger? It's Gen X, I think. It's if you're born after like 2010.
Gen X,
something like that.
So what's pre-millennial then? Old bastard.
Old people. No, it's not. It's I don't know. Probably boomers, but then
boomers were born in the 60s and 70s, were they?
Yeah, baby boomers. My parents are boomers.
Why are they called boomers? Because they were
born in the boom years of the UK.
Ah, what the...
That sort of period, like...
The technology boom or the psychedelic
I think
boom.
Just and finance, like, you know, that sort of period where...
They were railed at Woodstock.
Post-war, there was a window of, like, opportunity, I suppose.
The country was getting back together.
Mm.
Oh, no, it's Gen Alpha.
Yeah, mate, that's me. What year is that?
Oh, so it's gone back round now. Is it Gen Z? It's gone back to A.
Yeah,
Alpha.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Alpha, Beta. Fuck, the Betas are going to be... What a rubbish name that is.
Yeah, everyone born after 2020, I guess, would be a Beta.
Oh, you little pussy.
Don't have any beta kids, people. Wear condoms, man.
Anyways, that's okay. So alphas, but your Gen Z, so Gen Z are the ones that probably get the most shit, aren't they? The ones that everyone says are like the...
They're the punching bag at the moment.
Well, I think, everyone's like, oh, you know, the ones banging on about the mental health and, sort
fucking
of,
the planet.
Pull yourself together.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sort of.
I don't believe in mental health.
It's all in your
As
head.
Your life suggests.
I don't believe in it.
Just have a drink.
So I shit myself.
It's, I mean, what I mean by banging on about mental health is, you know, your generation is the one that is very sort of, you're happy, this is a massive generalization, but happy to sort of diagnose themselves on TikTok
that they've
got ADHD sort of thing.
I don't.
I mean, you might have ADHD. Fucker's got ADHD. Everyone's got ADHD on some level, and I know that's probably very insulting to people that have got actual ADHD.
Well, the internet has increased it massively, hasn't it?
Yeah, but what is that? Is that because people have learnt they've got it, or is it because it's
both,
rotted their brain?
I think so.
I think there's definitely a rotted their brain element.
People are talking about it more. Even my mum's got it now, apparently.
Because she's got ADHD.
She said. she tell you that, Julian,
How old's your mum?
She's happily married.
No, I'm not like hitting on her. How old is she? Just curious.
She's 56.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That's, so how old are you when she was born? 30?
Yeah, she was...
5?
Yeah, she was...
Okay.
30s, yeah.
My mum was 38, I think, when I was born. My dad was 48.
My dad was 43 when I was born.
Was he?
Yeah.
Did your mates at school say, is that your granddad?
You
said, no, it's my mum. I had a haircut.
Well, I didn't get that because my dad literally never once dropped me off at school.
I used to get that at school because all my mates' mums were like 15 when they were Adam.
So
you're just a bit older than us.
Yeah.
And they say, is that your granddad's outside? That's my dad, bruv.
No, I never ever got picked up. My dad never sort of dropped me at school, so no one ever saw him.
My dad rarely did, actually.
But how was your dad older? What was your...
My dad was same age. He was 36.
Oh, did they meet at school, did they?
No, they met at Wetherspoons.
Did they?
Really? Yeah. My mum was getting hit on by some guy.
Of course she was.
And it was Julian, actually.
I remember her, yeah. I'm your real dad.
Yeah, I knew it. She didn't want to talk to him, so she turned to like the guy standing next to her, and she was like, can you pretend to chat to me?
Oh, that one. I love that one.
Yeah, so from the start, my mum was using my dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Your dad was there.
She doesn't realise your dad had actually played a pincer move with his mate. You annoy her from the other side.
What did your dad's wife do? Your dad was on his stag party.
Yeah, and then a year later they had me.
Fucking hell, they don't mess around then, did they? Did they get married first?
No, they didn't get married for like 20 years. They got married when I was 13. I was the photographer at their wedding.
That's nice.
Yeah, they're cheapskates.
I mean,
it's also cost effective.
Also, your maths was wrong there, but...
But it's pretty rare.
they had you after a year of being together.
Yeah.
You were 13 when they got married.
Yeah, sorry, 14 years yeah, after yeah, they yeah, got yeah. married, 15 yeah, years. Yeah,
yeah. That's all right.
Yeah.
I'm like your maths teacher.
Yeah. But you molest me.
That's quite rare that somebody gets to go to their parents' wedding.
Yeah.
You know, obviously some people get to go to their parents' second wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and they've moved on, but it's very rare that you get to go to your parents' wedding. And how did that? It must have been quite nice.
It was all right. It was a very low key thing. It was just in like the
Weatherspoon. Like
the spoons.
The back in the spoons. And that old guy showed up again to just sniff around your mum.
One last hit. Yeah, he's been playing the long game. Yeah. What do they do, your parents? You don't have to talk about it.
No, I'm so interested.
My dad is a child.
I've never met someone that young before. Even my kids.
You're the spokesperson for our entire generation.
They're usually in Julian's boot when he meets them. My dad's a chartered surveyor, so he works in like property.
We know what chartered surveyor is. Yeah.
I got offered the chance of training to be a chartered surveyor when I was... Yeah. I did my work experience at college as a chartered surveyor, and I quite liked it.
Is that the ones that get like those levels, but they stand in the building sites and they're
not
measuring
really.
Stuff?
I mean, there's loads of different sites, but the type I did the work experience just going in and you basically start pricing up people's houses, essentially. You size up all the rooms, you sort of
lag it, innit?
Do the layout, and you like talk about how much it's worth based on its sort of surface area and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So you don't talk about the schools and the catchment areas and all these shops locally?
No, not really. Chartered surveyor is more about the actual technical aspects of the house.
Cool.
Well, it was what I was doing.
Yeah, it's like land and stuff as well.
Yeah. And so I got a job when I was 19, and they wanted to fund me to be a chartered surveyor. You had to get some official accreditation, and I was like, nah, this is not. But I did like going around people's houses when they weren't in. That was the thing I really liked about it. On the work experience, we just got to go into people's houses,
shitting in their bed,
just having a look through their drawers and shit, because I was like a naughty little kid. And I was with this really creepy middle-aged chartered surveyor who just drove me around South
West
London.
And he would go through their drawers as
I'd go through the
probably
drawers.
Probably his dad.
Now, this guy was a bit of a creep, man. In hindsight, I remember feeling...
Ring any bells?
My name was Stuart.
I remember feeling a bit uneasy with him, like when we were just me and him in a house and in cars and stuff. He was a little bit...
Laying on the
little
bed. grab a drink for yourself.
Touchy feely. He felt like he liked me a bit too much, and nothing untoward happened. But it just felt now and again like he weren't against the idea.
Yeah.
And did sort of there was times where I was a bit like, I don't really like this vibe.
Get
that you're giving
cock away from my face.
Get my cock out of your hand.
does your mum do?
My mum owns her own business. She owns a pool cleaning
only
business.
Pool cleaning?
I heard that. Julian subscribed. She supplies a chemical for like pools that's like a chlorine.
Is it called urine?
Yeah. She...
Sorry, I'm ill. Okay, so where are the pools then? Sort of rich areas in London?
Hotels.
So how does she get into that business?
Such an in-depth interview.
No, but she couldn't. I mean, the product must have already been around. Did she get a job at the company?
She
work her way up, then buy it.
I think she started with a partner, and now it's just her. But just I think she joined
her off.
It and
cut her loose.
What does she study at school? Chemistry.
She never went to uni.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't do much at school.
Why are you looking for a new business?
Yeah.
Side hustle.
Like, get involved, mate.
In the swimming pools.
Yeah. Junior's wants somewhere to swim. Yeah. Gym's a bit expensive.
So it's just a bit of chlorine she sells.
Yeah, that's her whole career. Yeah, thanks for summing up. No,
there's a lot of coin in that, though, isn't it?
But it doesn't smell like chlorine. That's the whole thing. So that's why pools use it, because it doesn't smell like chlorine.
In my gym, the jacuzzi is so much chlorine in it, it fucking burns your eyes.
Yeah.
But the alternative would just be
I want to put
dirty
them onto your
water.
Yeah, but they could get something good.
Yeah.
Like.
Right.
You know what I mean?
A word. Julian's just chilling in the jacuzzi when my mum comes in.
Can she send a bottle here and we'll sample it? Give her a plug.
We had a, so this, it just reminded me, it's more about bath based this than jacuzzi, but I was on, when was it, Sunday evening or something, I'd had a bath and a bit of water had gone over the side of the bath.
Mid wank.
While I was thrashing around. With my eyes shut.
Well, you were squirming and moaning.
Have I ever told you about when I'm I once on acid
had a wank.
Masturbated in a bath.
Oh, well, that was profound.
it was insane. But I don't actually know if I'm like, I was so out of it. I think I might have filled in the blanks and thought I was knocking one out. But yeah, I think so out of it that I might not have been. It might have just been a sort of fever dream. But I was in a bath. I remember just sort of losing my consciousness almost. And then when I came to, like, I was thrashing around and there was water everywhere.
Why did you get in the bath if you're out your nut?
Because I thought it'd be nice. I thought it'd be interesting to try it. And I just almost died. I got some water on the bathroom floor on Sunday. And didn't realise, basically, I think I've had to speak to the landlord since, because I think the seals around the bottom of the bath are old and there's
You've
not much.
You've got seals there. Oh, you know,
because basically, my neighbour, downstairs neighbour's not. I live above this, like, there's like five Indian guys who live in this house.
Oh, God.
And
oh, that's not what you meant. Sorry. No, that's great. It's great. Okay.
It's basically I don't know how they've turned it into a five bedroom place. It's just like ours is a two bedroom flat.
And theirs is
the same size below. So I think, like, you know, it's one of them houses where they've really turned it into student housing. They just basically put plasterboard between one bedroom to make two.
Have you been in there?
Well, so I went in, but basically what happened was they knocked. And the guy was so calm about the fact that he goes, there's water coming through their ceiling. But he said it like, oh, he goes, I'll just so you know, there's a bit of water coming through our ceiling. And I was like,
my wife's just drowned.
But I was like, all right, okay. And he go, and I was like, oh, shit, it might be a leak. And I was like, can I have a look just so I can work out where it is? I assumed it was going to be below our bathroom. And I went, and there was one, it was in their kitchen. One guy was cooking pakoras, and he gave me one. It was lovely. But literally, he's
don't
just
know
cooking.
What that is.
It's like a sort of vegetable, it's like a bargee, basically. But there was just water just, like, literally just coming through their light fitting. And there was like a puddle of it on their kitchen floor. But I've never known anyone more calm. All of them were just like, oh, yeah, there it is, like that. Just cooking, like water coming through an electrical fitting. It was like they didn't give a shit. And like they basically were just like, yeah, I think it must be some like water coming through. I was like,
water and electricity.
How are you all so calm about this? I was like running upstairs trying to fucking mop up water.
And what
stuff.
Was it from your bath?
So it's seals. So they go, yeah, we got a guy come round, and basically it turns out like all the, you know, the sealant around the edge of the baths and that to stop any water going through any gaps.
Yeah.
That had all basically slightly eroded. So there's just
is it sorted gap. Now?
It's not actually been done yet, but since then I have.
You can do that yourself, but it's better if someone who knows what they're doing.
Well, yeah, exactly.
It's a bit of a mess.
I can't be asked to do it myself, if I'm honest. You know what I mean? But it was so funny that they were just like the most laissez-faire.
Nice to have neighbours like that, isn't it? It could have been coming up threatening and that.
Well, that's what I mean.
You'd have to put him away.
Yeah, I would have to put him on the street.
Lay him down.
So it's nice. They're very laid back neighbours. They always give me food. That's the third time they've given me food.
Has the diarrhoea going all right?
it's very good.
Still shitting water.
The guy who seems to cook the most of the food in the house, I think, is South Indian. So everything he's given me has been a South Indian food stuff, which is mostly vegetarian and vegan. So actually, it's been very good.
And a Hindu.
I don't know.
Sikh.
Probably they'd probably be more Hindu if they're South India. I don't remember seeing many Sikhs down
it's
in
Hindu
South
Hindu are vegan, a lot of them, aren't they?
Well, it depends. It's like Jain Hindus are all vegan, a lot of them would just eat meat. Up in North India, a lot of people eat meat. But you know, let's not pretend we know what we're talking about.
No, that's why I've gone quiet. I don't know what food is.
I finished Dharma all 10 episodes.
I might get
have
on
you
it.
Watched Dharma?
No, what's that?
It's
Jeffrey Dharma.
Oh, the Dharma documentary.
The Dharma. Yeah, yeah, well, it's not a documentary. It's the biopic. The, yeah, 10-part biopic.
Good actor though, from the clips I've seen.
He's very good. It's very. Where was I up to last week when we did an episode? I think I'd only just started. I was like 3 episodes in. It's fucking harrowing. Like, it really makes you uncomfortable even about watching it. You feel a bit dirty for watching it. But then they get to like the episode 6, 7, and 8. Shift perspective to the sort of victims and the people affected by him,
then
and
it
you
turns
suddenly
into a comedy,
and then you forward through it. No, they're
that's
the ones
the
that
wank bit.
They're the ones that really make you sort of reconsider that you're watching it as entertainment and be like, oh fuck, they're actually proper. You've got to think about the victims and stuff. Yeah. It's really, I really liked it. I thought it was very good. And then it shifts back to like him going to prison and stuff, and he got murdered in prison.
Yeah, by that black guy.
It's just a guy who killed 2 of them. He killed 2 people in one day. Jeffrey Dahmer
and who?
And just the other guy who was like a murderer as well.
I bet he got kind of props for doing that, didn't he?
I reckon. Yeah, I don't reckon you'd sort of, you know, because I think Jeffrey Dahmer was a fucking, not just a murderer, like you know, he was fiddled like kid. Like one of them was like one of his victims was 14, and he was a sexual predator as
do
well.
They have the scenes in the film?
No, they do not. Well, not any sex scenes, really.
Oh, I might fucking have a look. I don't know.
Oh God!
I might have a butcher's.
You like it? It's really good and dark, and
I would. Yeah, I did start it. I just fell asleep.
I think you'd really empathise with
it. It's too relaxing.
I think you'd really enjoy just sitting in the mirror of yourself on screen.
You're like, this sitcom's rubbish.
Oh, I'm not alone. It's like watching Friends.
Although since, you know, I said it last week, I was like, I'm not really into serial killers. I've never been into serial killers. Don't really give a shit about it.
I love them.
And after the Dharma thing, I watched because the last episode of Dharma has a little bit of crossover with John Wayne Gacy.
Because
John Wayne Gacy was executed the day that Jeffrey Dahmer was baptised in prison.
Clown breader, isn't
it? Yeah. So the last episode cuts and shows a bit of John Wayne Gacy stuff. And I've started watching a documentary series on Netflix about John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, I've probably seen it.
He was a wrong-un, man. Yeah. He killed loads of people
as
well.
He was like businessman. He had sort of money. And
well, he was like the opposite. Like Jeffrey Dahmer was a real sort of like nerdy.
Like introvert.
Introverted, quiet. Like, that's why he sort of, he didn't... You know, he's sort of he was the opposite to John Wayne Gacy. He was quite a big character, and
everyone liked him. And yeah, he was friends with a mayor.
Yeah,
and,
like a man about town. He's like he really hid in plain sight, whereas Jeffrey Dahmer sort of hid in the shadows. You know what I mean?
Fred West was like that. Everyone knew him in the area.
Really?
It was really like gregarious. Is that the word?
Yeah.
And everyone knew it. When I did that gig in Gloucester, like there was a lot of people there that knew him,
really?
Like in the community and that. I drove around to his house and had a look.
Just had a look under the patio.
I left my keys there. But the house is down, like been knocked down now because there was too many people going around there. But it's a bit of a cracky road.
What do you mean? What, they knocked it around? What, because people were going to look?
Yeah.
And they wouldn't rebuild a new house?
No, because it's so dark.
It.
Yeah, there's no house there.
Really?
Cromwell Street.
Seems like a waste of...
good
space,
good land.
You know, there's a property housing crisis. We need all the sort of housing we can get.
I know, but
can't
pick and choose
how many corpses you build them on.
I know, but that is a kind of a there's an anomaly in it.
Would you live,
like that happens?
Would
in
you
Edwards.
Live in a house where there'd been multiple murders?
No.
Why ghosts?
Just I think energy. I'm not like into too much hoo ha, but I think there's a vibe and energy.
Right.
You know what I mean? When too much darkness has happened somewhere.
That's why you move regularly.
That's why I change my pants. Just carry a fresh pair. Just throw them bad vibes into the river. I wouldn't. Unless it was fucking such a 10 grand or something.
But you
just sell it.
Yeah, I do think. I think.
And don't tell them about nothing.
I think it would be all right, but I just.
It would be scientifically, it'd be fine.
It'd be more in your head, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but there's definitely stuff beyond science, isn't there, that we don't know. And I think there's a vibe thing.
But yeah.
I don't believe in ghosts.
Cleanse it. You go in there and you sort of just bring some nice energy to it.
Yeah, when we did the ayahuasca, that was next to a graveyard, wasn't it? And I was a bit like, that's in my head, like, that's going to be weird. But it was actually really, it was nice.
Yeah.
Something really nice about it.
Even though you were scared to go in the woods.
Oh, yeah. I did go in the woods for a wee.
You were scared to go for a piss.
I was going for a wee, but all of the trees in front of me, because I was out of our safe kind of ashram. Yeah, yeah. And I was on my own. It suddenly you just step out of it. I was out of my fucking nut. And all of the bushes just were eyeballs looking at me. And I just started to chat to them, like try and keep it light. I was going, leave it out, guys. Come on. And I was just chatting. I feel like if you keep it light like almost like you're in a sitcom and like, it's nothing's going to bad's going to happen someone's trying to.
Julian loves chatting to the bush.
Exactly. Just as the longest piss ever.
Yeah. It was
scary.
I used to find that. Sometimes when I used to do acid and things, I used to have that. What a moment where I was suddenly in just trees in the middle of nowhere. And I'd sort of had this moment
being thrown out of a van, tied up,
being chased. But no, I used to have like a moment of awareness where I realized, oh, I'm literally in the woods on my own.
Yeah.
You know, this could be a bit fucking dangerous.
Time for a wank.
Can't help yourself.
I think I've got Tourette.
Have you ever done the hallucinogens, Lucas?
No, I haven't.
I wouldn't advise.
Do you want to buy some, young boy? Young boy.
I really wouldn't advise it. I think people, if they want to do it,
if they're cool,
you might get some good stuff out of it.
I thought you were going to say if you're cool enough.
Yeah, only the cool kids do
them.
Man,
you shouldn't do them.
You're right, mate. Don't worry about it. Don't buy them off me.
Peer pressure will come in next week with a fucking tie-dye t-shirt.
Just
acid
all
week.
Dreadlocks.
With a didgeridoo busking.
I saw a white guy with the biggest dreadlocks earlier on today.
Like proper matted ones.
Matted, and he'd like they were up in a sort of rung.
What do they call them? Trust fundarians. Trustarians. Trustafarians.
But yeah, he was. I mean, he was in his sort of 50s. I reckon he's been a Rasta for like a number of years. These dreads would have taken.
Do you think
years
he was a proper Rasta?
I think he was a. Yeah, I mean, he was even dressed like a
honky
Rasta. But like there was so.
I bet he was well
dreads.
Posh though, wasn't he?
They were like he'd wrapped them up into like there was like a cone on his head. It was like sort of that big. Like I'd say the size of like one of them geezers that like guards Buckingham Palace.
Oh yeah, soldiers. Like,
but the ones with the big thing on their heads.
Yeah.
He had that, but the dreads.
I used to live next door to
wash your hair, bro.
Next door to one of them. He was it was when I lived on a canal boat, and he lived on a boat as well.
Of course.
Of course I did. And he, his boat stunk and it was absolutely tiny. And he had about three dogs on there.
Stunk of ganja or just...
Everything. He had like three dogs, two birds, some rats. And he always used to, whenever I walked past, he always tried to sell me weed.
Right.
It was Julian, actually. He used to
never bought it, though, because you ain't cool.
Exactly. I was like, what's your name? He was like, call me the wizard.
Oh, no, you don't get to give
just
yourself a nickname.
Just say, nah, what's your name?
Yeah. I'm not giving you the nickname you've chosen
I'm
for
calling
yourself.
You the guy I avoid now.
Called you my smelly neighbour.
Calling you my problem neighbour. Neighbour from hell.
Stinky. it's funny. Like, because obviously, I know you like you can't profile people as a police officer. You're not meant to profile, but if you saw a Rasta living on a boat, I'd be like, he's probably slinging some fucking.
You know,
drugs.
They probably leave him. Like he's probably
just selling a bit of weed,
doing
isn't it,
that, right? Harming no
one. Yeah, exactly. He's not doing anything.
Just blazing
worse.
Fucking ounce of weed every morning.
You see the boats, it's smoke coming out the chimney. That was all weed.
Had it in the furnace.
I used to go up to a Rasta's house when I was about 13, me and my mates, and we'd just sit in his flat and smoke, where Lyndon his name was. He was a proper Jamaican, thick accent. And we used to just sit there and smoke weed in his house.
I used to go to a few houses like that when I was, and again, like 13. Looking back, I'm like,
he said he was mates with Bob Marley in Jamaica, and... Like, but I don't know if he was. Maybe I don't know. He's
probably lying.
Yeah, do you reckon?
Well,
I believed it at the time.
It could be true, but I just feel like you know.
Yeah, he's lying, isn't he?
He lives. You know, he was just hanging out with 13-year-olds.
He was a massive guy, though, man. I remember he had smelling salts.
Have you ever tried them?
Nah. Fucking hell, they fucking hurt.
Do they?
A little 13-year-old nose, anyway.
So what? They're the things to wake you up.
Yeah. It goes straight into your.
What is it made of? What is a
I don't know.
I didn't even. Yeah, I've never even thought about what they are. Just
don't know. Actually,
do we know? Is there any way of googling what smelling salts?
Someone's already googled.
You can get
Mooch is trying to get some.
Who ain't googled that today? But you can get used to it. Because I was like, I was just stoned, becoming a bit obsessed with.
It's not like poppers. You don't get a high.
No. It's just a sharp. It clear you, but it goes to sharp high.
Yeah, you can get them on Amazon. It's smelling salts are made of a chemical, usually ammonia, that has a very strong smell.
Ammonia. Yeah, that's what piss smells like.
Yeah.
Julian was huffing piss.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Does the bottle look like a toilet?
Just got like some rasta piss.
This is Bob Marley's piss.
It was attached to a big cock.
Just huffing on the end of a willy. Like that.
Smelly smelling salt.
Oh God! It's like a Vicks inhaler. Just holding one. Have you ever had a Vicks inhaler? Some little things you.
Yeah. They're quite nice though. Yeah.
They were all right.
Smelling salts are like them, but like 10 times stronger.
Okay.
Yeah. Might get some. Be good to wake up in the morning, wouldn't it?
I suppose.
Yeah. Just if you can't get up, or just get up.
Yeah, just get up. What have you got to get up for, mate?
Just a bit of a shower, innit?
I didn't know it was just something you could just purchase.
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
I'm gonna
wave it under people's nose who've been knocked out, didn't you?
I don't know, yeah, maybe.
Why is everyone getting knocked out who needs that?
I think it's for fainting, people who faint.
Ah.
Have you ever fainted?
Me? No, never fainted.
Have you fainted?
I got knocked out once. I was down near the river and I was running up this slope. Like it was quite a long, you know, when it's like the water comes over it with the tide, so it's all green and slippery. I was running up it, concrete, and I just didn't get to the top, so I had to turn round.
Oh, no.
And as I run down, I just went up in the air, and all my mates were the other side of the wall, so no one could see me. And I just woke up, and my face was in the sand. And I was all like, I just lost a minute or something. Oh, it wasn't for long. I wasn't like out for ages, but I just remember I lost a bit of time.
Yeah.
And I just had my face in the sand at the River Thames.
I don't think I've ever fainted or anything. I'd like to know what it feels like. Obviously, I've been put under general anaesthetic, so I presume it feels like that. I always find that really nice when I get knocked out and like by anaesthetic.
Oh, it's lush, isn't it?
It's so nice.
Yeah.
Like, just that, when they give you a little count and you're just like...
Woo. I've been sparked a little bit when we used to box when we were younger. Just fucking no one knew how to box. We just used to put gloves on and like a helmet and like a boxing helmet and just punch each other. But I remember seeing stars and stuff, like proper little twinkles in my peripherals. Yeah. Then I'll fucking go into violence mode.
Yeah, yeah.
And run.
Yeah.
Cry.
Kill your mum.
Shoot my school up.
We've got loads of stuff on the group to talk through. What should we do first?
Questions from the patron WhatsApp group.
Where do I start?
Patreon.com/WeRTVI. If you want to be a member of the WhatsApp group, it's £5 a month.
From the WhatsApp group. Who would you like? Somebody said who. This was Temerson said, who would you most like to see in a bukkake?
That's when loads of people are wanking off.
So is that people jizzing on another person?
Yeah.
So who would you like to see
bukkake
in one? Like, I suppose the
my wife.
The
don't have a wife.
I suppose the assumption there is somebody you don't like. If you want somebody, you want to pick somebody.
I presume that anyone in a bukkake is there because they like it, though.
Yeah.
But you want to? So you want to rape someone? You want someone you don't like to be
jizzed on? I suppose. As a question, it does open up some a Pandora's box. I would like to see somebody in a bukkake who really wants to be in the middle.
Someone who's into it, who's it's their fantasy in the back of their mind.
I imagine that was your
and
fantasy.
They look just so happy there.
Imagine that was your fantasy, just to be wanked on by loads of people.
Yeah, it is. You're looking into my brain.
I just couldn't imagine, like, the aftermath would just be horrible.
You never had it, no. You ain't cool. That's just for the cool kids. I'm selling tickets.
I've always, and not to get too graphic or personal. I've always my least favorite part of any sexual experience is always
carrying them upstairs.
It's the aftermath, like when
it's going to the cash point.
It's just meh when there's a bit of mess. I hate that. Sort of like
I'm out the door by then.
Sleep.
The curtain's blowing.
Running down through the garden.
I'm on the phone to my wife. I'm buying some flowers for my wife.
I'm calling the Samaritans.
She's got
I'm crying and apologising.
She's going, where's the jewellery gone?
I'm telling her I ain't really a millionaire.
Oh, fucking hell. But yeah, somebody who would like to be in a bukkake, I think, is who I'd like to see.
Yeah. Have a good time, guys. healthy, be healthy and responsible.
There was some chat about
and
Kanye.
Film it and send me it.
There was some chat about Kanye West, and then somebody asked that we don't discuss Kanye West because giving it any attention is bad.
I can't help liking him a bit.
I mean, I'm the same. I love his music.
I like the way he doesn't go with the crowd, though. I think that should be encouraged, even if you don't agree with him or whatever. I don't really know what his views are to agree with, but.
But I also think a lot of his views aren't really his views. I think he's a bit of he's a provocateur, isn't he? Yeah. That whole, like, I mean, that wearing that White Lives Matter jumper is such a contrary.
Oh, that's what he did, yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing he did last week that made everyone, like, lose their mind, you know. But I don't think he believes that state. I think he is just fucking prodding
people. I mean,
it
gets him in the papers, doesn't it? You know what I mean? And that's his game.
That's his, and he's upset, you know, he really thinks, I think, he likes doing that, the art thing, the disruption thing, that sort of, you know, he sees himself as an artiste.
I mean, I
of
think
like,
he is,
not
though,
just a rapper, not just a producer. So I think he sees all that as part of the art. So he likes to ruffle some
feathers.
I like
that, believing in himself to an almost an insane level. Yes. I quite like that.
Yeah, but obviously, I do think I can see why a lot of people don't like him.
I ain't gonna buy no Yeezys, but he's done well off them, innit?
They look a bit like
bit
weird.
Bulky, aren't they?
They're so bulky. I find a lot of that sort of quite expensive fashion, high end fashion. Balenciaga looks so shit. I always see like young people who
my daughter's got
well
a pair
off,
actually,
but they look like they've got club foot.
Yeah. They're like socks that they're like sock tracks that comes up to about there. Yeah.
Are they really, really fat?
They're a bit, not massively though. There's different ones, I guess, isn't there?
But like all the weird jackets that look like you work on the roads and shit. Yeah, like Balenciaga, it's like they're taking the piss.
That's like Primark. I've got Greg's stuff now.
I've seen the Greg's. I did actually contemplate buying a pair of the Greg's Crocs.
Oh, yeah.
Purely for around the house.
I might get some Crocs, man.
I've got a pair of Crocs.
I used to have some years ago.
They are so
then people hated them, but now like
they've come full circle. Now they're like hipster trendy.
So I've got some sliders. Yeah. I might get some Crocs.
The Crocs are way more comfortable than sliders. You look like a bit of a mental patient. You know what I mean? That's what
everyone knows
for.
What they are now, though, right?
Well,
so it just looks all right.
But you do
get some rainbow ones.
Wear them with the wrong outfit, though, you look like a nutter.
Wear them with my tux.
On the red carpet.
Exactly.
But I wore them out one day with, like, I had a fucking, like, grey jumper. And a grey pair of tracksuit bottoms, and I had my white Crocs and a white sock, and I looked like I'd just escaped from like Broadmoor, like I was just an actual nutter on the run. So you have
wet patch on your crotch
of blood. Let's see, what else would we? Who would be your ideal Taskmaster lineup?
I have never watched it. Actually.
I've never watched it either. Some people, I don't really watch any sort of. I don't really watch any telly like on telly like that. I tend to just watch the odd Netflix thing that catches my attention. But
I don't actually have.
I know loads of people that have done it, and it sounds fun.
Yeah,
my wife really likes it.
So they do tasks each week.
Yeah, and it's all sort of funny tasks, and like they're all sort of created by Alex Horn, who's really funny.
Yeah.
He's got such a good mind for that sort of stuff. But I don't. I suppose who would be funny to watch try and do some tasks?
I don't know.
You'd want somebody who's shit at it and like in a funny way, you know what I mean? Somebody who's a bit
of
a nutter.
Someone who's going to cry.
Or somebody who's going to cry.
Me.
Yeah, you just couldn't do any of the
so frustrated, I'd just cry.
Julian trying to do the laundry.
Yeah,
I'm going to wash my pants.
I don't know. You'd be funny on it.
I'd be great on it, man. I don't even know it.
Would you be competitive? Would you want to win?
You might as well if you're in the game, eh?
I suppose.
I would be, yeah.
Have you watched it?
I've seen clips of it, but I've never seen like the whole episode.
So I know John Kearns is on the currency.
Oh, is he? I'd like to watch him, actually. I like John.
He'd be very good at it, I reckon. Or it'd be fun just put people that don't like each other or people that wind people up, get into arguments. Put like Jeff Innocent in it to like wind people up.
Yeah, and a new act.
Dish out some unsolicited advice.
Lovely, Jeff.
Right, here we go. Let's see what else is on the thing. Somebody did say they'd like Jacob Rees-Mogg in the middle of the Bukkake. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Mm. I reckon he'd be into it, though. He looks
Them posh guys
are into all freaky shit, man.
They're into some nasty shit, I bet.
There used to be, I used to know a dominatrix who used to regularly go to Outside the Box
regularly
comedy.
Regularly go to your house.
Regularly go into my bank account and take some money out. She used to go to Outside the Box in Kingston when I was like one of the resident hosts. And over the years, I just got to know her a bit.
There's a comics girlfriend that's one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we can't say it on air. But
I'll say it in Patreon. He won't mind, I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
Old Donnelly.
But she was saying like there's so many like rich businessman types.
They've got powerful jobs, so they need a fucking to counter that a bit. And
somebody's
nuts
put a stiletto down the end of their dick to make them feel something.
But she doesn't have sex with them. She just kind of just humiliates them.
Really?
Yeah.
What a fascinating.
They come.
I could. I don't. I would hate that. I don't.
I'm not into that.
I don't want to be humiliated at all.
Nor do I.
I mean, I get enough of
that. I get it already when I get my small, bald dick out.
You're a little kiddie.
When I come in about 1 second. I don't know where to put my cock. Just wiping it on their leg. Red.
Yeah, I don't really understand the desire.
But sexual fetishes come from like childhood, don't they? Like they're a deep thing.
I mean, and we're not psychologists, but where would that come from? Really? Where would desire for
it might
shame.
Be home for him. He might have got shamed by his mum and she was fit. He might have got shamed. He might have felt shame even. Do you remember when we were kids? Like that was almost a phrase for kids, wasn't it? You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
It's such a damaging phrase. You should be ashamed of who you are.
Yeah, right.
No wonder people are fucked up.
That's true.
You should be ashamed of yourself. But I'm not. Should I be? Oh, I should be ashamed.
Yeah.
I should be ashamed of who I am.
Flash forward 40 years, you're getting whipped.
40 years, a pound 40 quid of my nuts trod on in fucking Finsbury Park.
Oh, God.
They do it here sometimes. They
Well, there's the BDSM parties here, isn't
there?
I've heard.
Yeah. You're on the guest list, weren't you?
Word on the street.
Work on the door.
No, because I was here doing the gig one night when it was on.
Yeah.
And they'd closed off the main room to build it because it was going to go on overnight. And I was doing
time at 7 a.m.
But I went in for a look in the room before it all started.
Of course you did.
And there was some fucking spicy gear like being set up.
Was there?
Yeah, they got harnesses and stuff.
Harnesses, swings, all that stuff.
There was one like femdom night where they had like all the men.
Feminine
dominatrix.
Ah, so they're dominating the men.
Yeah, so all the women are like with whips and chains and stuff, and all the men had to crawl on their hands and knees.
Shut up, bird.
All the crumbs.
They had to crawl on their hands and knees the whole time. They couldn't get up unless they wanted to go to the toilet.
What if they come to the wrong party? I got a what? I've got a cake for the
sore knees.
Just brought a bottle.
This was a christening.
This was a bar mitzvah.
But yeah, I think it's. I'm fascinated by all that. I don't really understand how people end up with wanting to do that mad shit. Who's comeuppance is most overdue? Somebody says.
Mm.
Who's comeuppance? Well, there was a little bit of that sort of with. Philip Schofield, isn't it? Getting like, I think there's a little bit of like
that was fun.
There was a few celebrities that you're like, I reckon secretly are a bit of an arsehole.
Yeah, I've heard he's a bit of a dick.
Yeah, when you get a bit of a whiff of it, and suddenly people go, actually, you're like, yes, this is probably correct.
That was quite nice
for the queue thing when he skipped the queue.
Yeah, and also
I saw this morning
it was their apology, wasn't it? There was a bit fucking dry.
I saw this morning he got like accused of like his boyfriend's really young or something.
Ooh. Yeah. How young?
The walls are closing in on Schofield.
How young's his boy?
He's nine.
Three. Is that young, is it? Yeah. What's the legal age? Not up to date with the law.
It was like
he said he was four.
Yeah, he was like in his 20s or something, his boyfriend.
I mean, it's a bit odd, isn't it? Yeah. It's not, you know, I mean, it's not the nice, you know, their standards are held a bit high because they're trying to pretend they're the nicest person in England.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, you ain't, are you?
And like, I mean, there is that weird, he did, it's an odd thing that, like, you know, he'd been, he came out and he said he'd hidden it all these years, but he'd been married, he'd had a child.
I do think they should have, like, thought about his family maybe as well.
Well, this is the thing that he managed to definitely own the whole, like, I've been living a lie and I'm coming out and this is my proudly coming out now.
Fair enough.
But I do think that doesn't just take away from the fact you've been cheating on your wife for all these years.
Yeah.
You sort of, you know, they also are a person that was lied to as well.
Yeah.
You know, if it was just a bloke who'd been banging someone else, a heterosexual
guy. It was 21. Yeah, he wouldn't be a hero.
There'd be no positive.
Well, in my eyes, he would be, but not in the public.
In the WhatsApp group, to be a hero.
Give him a knighthood.
But no, you know what I mean. And I get that he's a... Right, that's the end of this week's public episode. We hope you enjoyed it. What happens now, Julian?
They can, if they want to hear the rest of the episode, they can go over to patreon.com/wearetv.
There you go. Once you've signed up there, you can hear the rest of the episode. You can hear all the old Patreon episodes, exclusives, whatever.
It's 45p a week.
Is it? Mm. That's cool. Mm. I didn't know that.
Easy life.
There we go. It's even cheaper than I thought. So do that. But if not, don't worry. You can listen to next week's public episode when it's released. Thanks.
Thank you. Love you.
Ronnie, you died of AIDS in an alleyway.